This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and the weather has been a little bit unfavourable this week, but hopefully we can get out and catch something this weekend. I'm joined by Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie. Leon, how's it going?
Excellent, Jordan. Excellent. Thank you. And we have had a bit of a blustery weather pattern this week, haven't we?
Yeah. Was it Monday night, Tuesday night? There was thunder and lightning. So, just a bit of everything, and just very gusty the last couple of days as well.
Absolutely, you know, and some of this does, you know, a lot of times you'll feed, from my history, you know, snapper used to feed up just prior to the storm and then they'd actually go quiet during that and then feed up just after it. So I think that's what we're going to take from this, the big positive that fish will be totally hungry over the weekend and we'll have a good run. But some of those that did brave the weather over the weekend and got out in the early morning and all that sort of stuff, and some on Monday afternoon where it was a bit too rough, they came on in. We've seen some beautiful salmon trout coming around from the Port Pirie region along the Ward Spit area and Cockle Spit. So there's a nice bit of runoff there they can go through. Surprisingly, we've seen a few snook, which are normally not here until September. So that's a bit different. So they're always a good fish to catch whilst you're out there. Third Creek patches are starting to come on with King George whiting, as is Checker Boy and Eastern Shoal, as we were reporting over the last couple of weeks. Port Davis itself, we were sending our fishos out to Woods Point, which is proving a good spot to get a bag of fish. You don't need to be out deep. You can go in shallows. There's a lot of weed out there that you can, you know, find a nice hole and work on. Some have told me that just in front of Port Davis mouth, there's a couple of holes around the place that are producing also good King George whiting. So I think this coming weekend, I haven't had a look at the weather, Pat. You'd know more about that than I, Jordan. But I think this coming weekend gives a good opportunity to go and have a little look around again. And I think the fish are just tasting so much better with a bit of chill in them.
Yeah, and you know, it just makes it a bit more of an adventure, doesn't it, if it's raining and getting a bit windy, if you're going out there and catching something?
Absolutely. You come home, your hands are burning because they're that cold. That's when you know you're living.
For sure. Well, Leon, thanks for chatting again, and we'll catch up again next week.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.
That's Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie on your Classic It's Breakfast. The weather looking a bit wet, looking a little bit windy for this weekend, as it has been for the week gone by, and it could be good for your fishing. I'm joined by Kevin from Complete Angler at Moonta and Wallaroo. Kev, how's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, thanks. What are we looking forward to with fishing? Have you had many reports this week, considering, I guess, the weather has been a bit unpredictable?
Yeah, we've had a few. A few guys that got out in between the weather have done okay, so we'll give you a quick rundown what's going on. Firstly, down at Wallaroo, the jetty has had some nice squid down there, but we've had some really good King George whiting coming from off of there, so that's a bit of a surprise. Also, there's some squid and some salmon on Point Riley. But once again, if you're down that way, definitely give the King George whiting a go down there. If you cast into the sand holes that are in casting distance, it's always worth the chance of getting good kgs off the rocks if you can't get out in the boat. Guys that can get out in the boat, the whiting have been coming from Bird Island area along with some squid down there as well. Across the Moonta, Moonta Port Hughes jetties have had some tommies there overnight, along with some squid and a few snook as well. Once again, if you can get out in the boat, the best chance of chasing whiting would be down around Cooper's Grounds. There's been some bag limits, a good size whiting coming from down there, along with some squid as well. Also, some really good size snook coming from the end of the reefs around the Cape or out Tipper Lighthouse. So if you can get out and get amongst them this week.
No worries. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for your time today.
No worries.
That was Kevin from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo on your Classic Hits Breakfast.